Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's right, folks. Welcome back. We are at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales for the ribbon-cutting celebration of the new Primary Care Plus here. And we are joined by the Associate Medical Officer for this facility, Dr. Philip Ehlers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I got to warn you, folks, the Normans are taking over. I just learned that Dr. Ehlers is married to a Norman. So we're, you know, by marriage, connected somehow. And then Dr. Sayas is also a Norman. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that the Normans actually migrated south of Baton Rouge.
Apparently.
But Dr. Ehlers, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on a successful grand opening. Tell us about the experience thus far.
Well, thank you. We just had our grand opening. It's our 12th clinic, and couldn't have done it without the team here. Dr. Sayas is our primary doctor here. The whole Primary Care Plus team pitched in and made it a wonderful affair.
Absolutely. And this is a great location, too, right? It's right in the heart of the city of Gonzales.
It is. It is. It's, you know, we've got a lot of traffic, and the location is wonderful, as you say. It's right in the heart of the city.
So how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
I started with Primary Care Plus in 2014, so 11 years now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I've been an associate medical director now for about three. I practice in Baton Rouge primarily. But I make the rounds to all the clinics as the associate director.
And y'all are up to 12 locations now.
Yeah.
With some more, I understand, on the plant, on the board.
We do. We have a few more in the works. And, you know, we'll let you know when we need you then, too.
So tell us about your history in medicine, about what you've done in medicine.
Well, you know, I went to LSU for undergrad. I went to St. George's University in the Caribbean for medical school. And I did some of my medical school in England, which is a totally different system. But I did my residency in Lake Charles. After that, I practiced locally for a few years before I found Primary Care Plus in 2014. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah. It's amazing, most of the locations that I've participated in the ribbon cutting, how long the physicians in all of these places have been with Primary Care Plus.
Yeah, well, you know, it speaks to our model, our quality model, how we get to know our patients, and, you know, I guess you could say we just stick around because, you know, we enjoy getting to know everybody, we enjoy what we do, we enjoy seeing people get healthier. And, you know, the longevity is there. We're not just a fly-by-night, and you're not going to see one doctor today and another doctor next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you've done it the other way.
I have done it the other way.
You've done it the Primary Care Plus way.
Yes, sir.
Briefly tell us about the difference.
Well, a lot of primary care offices operate on a quantity model. It's how many patients can you see in a day? And that's fine. You know, you get in, you get out, you see the patients. We operate on a quality model. So we're going to have longer appointments. We're going to spend more time with you. We're going to talk to you. We're going to get to know you. And that helps us provide better care. We want to see you when you're sick, but we also want to see you when you're well, because we want to keep you that way. If we keep you well, we don't have to treat you as much when you're sick.
Because a lot of the health challenges that a patient may have, they don't come and go. They're still there, right?
And right.
A lot of times it's about suppressing some of what's going on and managing through that, because it's not going to go away.
Right. I mean, we live in South Louisiana, and the food is great.
Yeah.
Might not be great for you, but
appetites are good, too.
Appetites are good, so we've got a lot of high blood pressure. We've got cholesterol issues. We've got diabetes. And, you know, these are chronic conditions that can be managed. And if we manage them well, you're going to feel well, you're going to be well, and you're going to stay out of the hospital. If these conditions aren't managed well, bad things can happen. You know, for a while you may feel fine, but we need to find out, you know, do you have it? What do we need to do about it? Because there's things we can do that will suppress it, as you say, and keep you out of the hospital, keep you living longer.
And I have to imagine that the longer appointments that we talk about provides an opportunity to have a kind of an educational conversation with your patients.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
To connect some dots for them, or maybe so that they see it in a different fashion, hear it in a different way.
Right. You know, if you have a very short appointment with your doctor and they say, here, take this medicine, you might say, okay, and you have no idea what it is, what it's going to do for you, why you need to take it, how you should take it. You know, we can sit there and say, I'm going to give you this medicine, this is why, this is how I need you to take it, we're going to bring you back and make sure it's still working. But we can have the time to discuss that. We have the time to discuss other issues that you may not have thought of, or other issues that you didn't want to tell the nurse about and you bring it to my attention. You know, we have the time to do that, and we will sit there and have that conversation with you.
A lot of times, too, it requires a drawing of blood in order to measure the levels and this and that and everything else. Mm-hmm. You guys help navigate through all of those issues. And a lot of people fall off of their maintenance medication because all of the things that are required to support it are just too hard to pull it together.
Right. And, you know, we try to do that for you. You know, a lot of our clinics have on-site lab stations, so we can draw your blood there. If it's one of our clinics, few clinics that doesn't have that, we can get you set up for it. You know, if you need a screening colonoscopy, if you need a screening mammogram, you know, all these screening tests that are recommended by, you know, the powers that be, you know, to help keep you healthy, we're going to help arrange that for you. We're going to get you the referral. We're going to get you the appointment. We're going to hold your hand through it all and make sure you get it done so that we can keep you healthy. And, you know, you're not going to have to worry about trying to go out and find this and I forgot what he said and when I need to have it. And all. We're going to handle all of that.
And I got to imagine, I mean, I've heard this from other patients I've been fortunate to be at a number of ribbon cuttings for you guys, and I've had opportunities to talk to patients. They're just, they don't see this as a big, like, interruption, disruption, inconvenience in their life. Many of them talk about how much they like to come.
Right, right. And we like to see them. You know, we may ask you to come every 3 months, more often if we need to, but usually not. But we're happy to see you. We're going to discuss whatever you need to discuss, and we're going to try to take care of you as best we can.
Absolutely. And obviously, and every facility that I've been to is beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, well maintained, well kept, light, airy, friendly. Y'all have an incredible support staff too.
Well, we do. We have great designers that pull all these colors and fabrics together. But then our MAs, our nurses, our nurse care managers, our clinic managers, and our doctors are just phenomenal.
Yeah. It's always I'm always amazed at how friendly the atmosphere is at every one of these locations. They all present a little differently.
Right.
But the work ethic and the happiness of the folks that are working here and the folks visiting here always seems to be pretty consistent.
We're all one big family. So whether you go to this clinic, whether you go to our clinic in Baton Rouge, Slidell, New Orleans, you're going to get the same feel. It might be a little bit different, but you're going to get about the same feel.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with all the changes that go on in healthcare. I mean, because healthcare is incredibly dynamic. It's not static.
Right.
I mean, whether you're dealing with a Medicare population or otherwise, the rules change every year. I mean, you have commercial insurance, those rules are changing, formularies are changing. So that education component, I think, is one of the most important of everything, is that time spent, because people don't understand why the name of their medicine's different in many respects. It's not on the formulary of their insurance any longer.
Right, and insurances are famous for, you know, moving the goalposts, changing the rules, whatever. We keep track of all that. We've got a support staff, you know, headquarters in Metairie. They keep us apprised of all of that. We all go to continuing medical education every year. And it's just a given that things are going to change. But we try to keep abreast of that. You know, we're going to tell you if we have to change your medicine because your insurance no longer covers it, or if the name of your medicine changes because it's now a generic. We're going to let you know that, so it's not a surprise. You know, we give you a summary of your visit as you leave, so you know exactly what's happened, what your changes are, if any. But we do want to keep you abreast of any changes that affect you.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the opening of this facility, and, you know, I think this will do well. Looks like the mayor's excited, the Chamber of Commerce is excited, a lot of folks excited about the opportunity.
We're very happy to have them here.
Of having a primary care facility like Primary Care Plus open here. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you. Kuzan.
Kuzan.
We'll be right back, folks. We're at the Primary Care Plus in Gonzales at 1702 North Burnside Avenue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.